Yeah, there's new legislation, Michael, that passed this year with the Utah State Legislature that for public infrastructure districts, the there has to be it has to be hosted in the either on site where the district is located or within the boundaries of the creating entity, which is
Okay.
Grantsville City. Hopefully, we can get that changed next year. We're going to be talking to you a little bit about having the developer so our team and doesn't have to go out there and the district doesn't have to incur the expense. But we'll talk to you about that another time.
Okay.
So we're going to welcome everybody and we're going to officially call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Desert Edge Public Infrastructure District Number 1 this Tuesday, July 21st, 2026 at 10:01 a.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Howell in South Jordan and in Grantsville City. Let's do a quick roll call for our meeting minutes today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm district accountant.
Your district council.
Excuse me, di district council.
Shayla Bedard, district council paralegal. Anna Garrett Cabadia, district council paralegal.
Michael House Chair.
Julian Bernard, treasurer.
Nick Smith, I believe I'm the Vice President, Secretary.
Right.
Secretary. Secretary. What's
Cool.
his secretary?
I'm Brendan Campbell, District Accountant.
Yeah, sorry about that, Brendan. I could never be as smart as you and fill those shoes. So forgive me. Forgive me. We're just going to follow our agenda. Our first item now is our public comment portion of the meeting. We do need to open that up by motion. So can I have a motion to open the public comment portion of the meeting?
I motion to open the public comment.
Second.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The public comment portion of the meeting is now open for comments and questions of any members of the public. Do we have any members of the general public participating in today's meeting who want to speak or give input concerning the district's business? We can report for the record there are no members of the general public participating on the meeting here at the offices of York Howell. Shanna or Hannah, what about in
There's
Grantsville?
no members of the public here in Grantsville City at the City Hall.
Thank you. And we have no members of the public participating via the Zoom link today. So we can now close the public portion of the meeting by motion.
I motion to close the public portion of the meeting.
Second that motion.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The public comment portion of the meeting is now closed. Let's move on to our first consent item. This is to approve the draft board meeting minutes from the board meeting held on April 15th, 2026. Those meeting minutes were provided in your board packet. Are there any questions from the board members about the April 15th, 2026 meeting minutes?
I have no questions.
None.
Oh.
Thank you. Then, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the April 15th, 2026 board meeting?
I motion to adopt the minutes from the April 15th, 2026 meeting.
Second.
Second.
Second that motion.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to our second consent item. This is to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting. This is a requirement of the acquisition and reimbursement agreement that the board ratify these applications and payment requests. Are there any questions?
I have no questions.
No.
Do we have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the board meeting held on April 15th, 2026?
I motion to approve.
I second that motion.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to move straight into our action items, the first of which is to consider accepting the Q2 financial statements for calendar year 2026. Those financials were provided in your board packet, and we do have Brendan Campbell, the district accountant, here to go over those financials with the district and board members and answer any questions. Turn the time over to you, Brendan.
Perfect. All right. Should be able to see them on your screen. Will you confirm that you can? Perfect. So I'll go through each of the three primary funds for the district briefly. If you have any questions along the way, please stop me. On your screen here, we have our general fund. This is where we have our general administrative expenses relative to our budget for the year. For half year Q2, this is for the full first half of the year through June 30th. What you can see from an activity standpoint, we do have some interest earnings on the monies that we have available for administrative costs. We do have our expenditures here, $33,424, trending within our $50,000 adopted budget. Total revenue or total funds available at the end of Q2, we have $80,641 available for additional administrative costs. Any questions here?
No.
No.
We have our. But I heard something, sorry. Debt service fund. Limited activity here. Similarly, we have our interest and other income on the reserves that we have on hand, about $10,000. There are no scheduled bond payments in 2026, so there's zero activity in terms of expenditures. The district does have ending fund balance or those reserves that are required of $585,000, on hand. Any questions there?
Nope.
So the district is required to have 585,000 on hand at all times.
So there is, it's not specifically $585,000. There's a requirement for a surplus fund. It was initially funded with a certain amount of money, the 585 roughly. And then as property tax come in, that surplus fund is actually supposed to accumulate some funds to help pay down on the bonds later on. It's kind of a reserve or a security for the bondholders.
Okay. Thank you.
So, yep. And then our capital projects fund, these are the funds that are available for payment and or reimbursement of infrastructure reserves on hand. Year to date, we have $104,000 of interest income. We have not received or processed any payments yet from the capital projects fund, understanding per prior discussions that that would be done. Kind of the intent is to be a lump sum reimbursement later in the project as those costs are incurred. But
Correct.
the district does have $5,876,693 available for payment or reimbursement of infrastructure at this point. Any questions or comments there?
Nick, this is not for cheaper housing. This is already in the budget.
No, we're good.
Thank you.
I think Michael must have seen a glimmer in Nick's eye. So,
I did. It's already accounted for.
all right. So that is the financial statement presentation for Q2.
Thank you, Brendan. Appreciate that. If there are no further questions from the board members, do we have a motion to adopt and accept the Q2 2026 financial statements for the district as presented by Brandon?
I motion to adopt the Q2 2026 financial statements.
I second that motion.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's now move to our second action item. This is to consider approval of the payment details report. The board did receive that packet in its packet, the payment detail report as well. Brendan, why don't you walk the district through and answer any the district board members and answer any questions?
Great. So the payment detail report is for all payments that were made by the district in Q2. What you can see here on the screen is all payments were made from the administrative funds, so they're administrative in nature. These are for Pinnacle, York Howell, so accounting, legal services. Klinger Hagerman is the auditor. You do see LGI Homes. That was a reimbursement earlier in the year or last year. I can't remember the timing. There were some costs that were paid directly by LGI for administrative costs, and so this was to reimburse them as the district actually had funds on hand to make those payments. So we just reimbursed LGI for those costs. But total expenses or amounts paid in Q2 was $17,205.44. Any questions?
No, sir.
All right. That is the payment detail presentation.
Okay. Thank you, Brendan. do we have a motion accepting the payment detail report for Q2 for the district?
I motion to accept.
I second that motion.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's now move to our administrative non-action items. There are none specifically listed. I'll open it up quickly to the board to see if there are any administrative non-action items the board would like to discuss today.
I do not have any, no.
Okay. Then, Michael, we're going to give you the honor to do your favorite motion, which is a motion to adjourn.
I've motioned to adjourn this meeting.
We need a second, guys.
Second motion.
All right. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. We stand. Motion passes by unanimously. We stand adjourned. It's great to see everybody.
Great to see you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Good job.
Okay. Have a great day.
See y'all.
Bye.